going home the other day, I was listening to National Public Radio, mostly for further education credits, and they were talking about somebody working in the inner city who went around to the homeless to offer them free health checkups. These folks were, as our reporter tactfully put it, probably on drugs or booze or were mentally ill or any combination thereof, probably all three. We always talk about the street folks this way, poor sad souls who fell through the societal cracks who might have, if not for drugs or booze or rock and roll or psychiatric reasons, might have been happy, productive members of society. Almost exactly the prognosis for me and my neighbors here on the South End. I mean, who wouldn't want to work at Twin City Foods on the line? Who wouldn't rather drive to McDonald's and flip burgers for minimum wage, no benefits, no health insurance, no kidding? Who wouldn't want to go back to school, get that GED or a PhD, and become a six-figure-a-year attorney? You'd have to be crazy not to. You'd maybe have gotten so dependent on drugs and alcohol this wouldn't appeal to you whatsoever, not at all. Holy cow pie. Maybe our reporter never worked in a factory dawn to dark 6 days a week. Maybe our Good Samaritan never thought of the American dream as a rat race through the labyrinth of hell in search of moldy cheese. Maybe our sociologists who work for the universities have full tenure and pensions and fat salaries. Maybe they see unemployment or poor health care or an insecure future as something, I don't know, something worse than a dead-end job, a horrible boss, a joy-draining life on the assembly line of respectability. Send those researchers, those professors, those academicians down here. Give me a couple of days, that's all. After that, they'll be on drugs or booze or sudden retirement. Probably all three.